And Swamiji, the question is, how do you deal with friends and, more importantly, family that is not aligned or is in disagreement with my spiritual undertaking, which can be a topic of contention?
For somebody to be interested in the spiritual path is rare. For them to be uninterested is natural. So we should not have this false expectation that others' values, others' aspirations will match with ours. So many avatars of God came and left. It's not that they took all the souls to the divine abode. So many prophets came, great saints came and left. And a few people did receive their message and benefit, and the vast majority did not. So if somebody does not subscribe to our views, whether worldly or spiritual, it should not disturb us in any way. That is the most important thing. Why do we want others to agree with us? Is it for our sake or is it for their sake? It is said the need for others to change is unholiness that is covered in holiness. I need others to change. I am such a holy person. That person is unholy. That person is doing so much wrong. That person needs to change. So it seems like a very holy, sacred desire. But actually, it is unholiness. It is a manifestation of our own selfishness. If we are truly compassionate, we simply share the knowledge with others. We offer them good advice. And after that, we let them accept whatever that they wish from it. So, we should never judge anybody. Somebody who seems to be terrible today may go ahead of us tomorrow. Judge not, lest you be judged. Always give others the benefit of doubt. In other words, we don't know what is their background. We don't know why somebody is behaving like that. So give them the benefit of the doubt. In this way, you will not be disturbed by their behavior. However, if somebody is a member of your inner family, your close family, then you have to be vyavahar kushal. You have to behave intelligently. Very often, people hear my lectures for a few days and then they go home as Brahmagyanis and announce to the spouse, "I've understood, you are nobody of mine. God alone is mine." And spouse says, "Really? Who is this Baba whose lectures you are hearing nowadays?" So we need to be very careful in how we behave with others and how we pull others along the way. If your spouse, your child, or your parents are not aligned on your spiritual path, with great love and with great care, you should behave in such a manner that they get attracted to the path. I have seen families where one member changed positively and the others, seeing the change, felt there must be something in it. And by virtue of that good behavior they saw in the other member, they were also drawn to the path. So you have to manage these situations. There is no hard and fast rule. whatever you can help change, strive to do it. Whatever you cannot change, you bear with it. And at the same time, know the difference, what is changeable and what is not changeable.